And today, the awareness, the Biwanak community is new. It's a very new and it's very nice community. We now live in a white man's style. The old traditional culture has been come to an end. The only thing that remains today is hunting for pleasure and fishing for pleasure. Nobody is now self-sufficient to be able to make his living in the wilderness. And the witness people, the original witness people, ceased to exist after the relocation to Piwanik. We now have a variety of other community people, a new people, the younger generation will move in to enjoy the new Piwanik people settlement. It is the first time in the whole Hudson Bay and James Bay that the native people themselves, the Muskego themselves, decided to settle into a community living and to exercise the white man system. A new era was born and established by the young people. The old culture is now diminishing. We could now only enjoy the traditional hunting in a very small way. Only in the fall to go shoot the snow geese, and also early in the spring. We still enjoy to hunt Canada geese in the early spring, and we still enjoy to hunt caribou because the transportation has been improved. The skidoo has brought a new way of travel which can bring the caribou hunters in a long distance in a few hours. But continuously we lose our traditional culture. This is a very brief history of the people of Winnetskaria, Winnetsk River system, and the settlement of Winnetsk, which was created by the European, which was created by the fur trade and firmly established by the RC missionaries establishing their church and force our people to return to that community. And it is now Piwanik community, which is by itself. It has its own store, its own business, its own church. Now we return back to the old ways. We now have a visiting priest which comes once a month. We don't have any more Hudson Bay Company, but we do have a lot of visitors who enjoy the beautiful place of Piwanik community because it is very modern. Houses are flush toilets, electric heat, electricity, and fridges to store the food, and television in each room, one for everybody, and a nice, soft way of living. This is a new community of Piwanik, a new style of living of the First Nations of this area. That is the story. That is the history about Winnetsk people and the Winnetsk, old Winnetsk settlement, which has been destroyed by the flood. And that is my history. That is very brief history. I am lifting out many things that has happened and many other things that I don't want to talk about. Now, thank you for listening.